shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. I'm being joined today by Monica Rosser, the Executive Managing Director of Federal Health at Maximus. Monica, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much, Marianne, for the opportunity.
No problem. So let's start with, is there an experience or an event that you believed helped steer you down your current path?
The profound experience was pretty simple. I tried to help my father apply for veteran benefits. It was the first time he had been doing so, and had such a difficult time. At that time in my life, I was working in a corporate law practice. I was doing health policy as well as privacy and security evaluations, and said to myself, well, I can help him navigate through this process. It took over 300 days to get a response for benefits. And at that time, I thought to myself, there needs to be a better way. Moved to Washington, D.C., started applying for in-house counsel positions, and then found my way on to the federal consulting side, where I've been for the last 15 years.
Awesome. So along the way, did you have a leader or mentor that helped you feel helped guide you?
I did. I've been blessed with leaders throughout my career, ones that have from in law school who said there is going to be a direct correlation with how we are looking at health policy and information technology. At that time in 2009, 2010, this was an emerging idea of having the intersection between what the law was saying and where IT was following. A profound professor said to me, listen, this intersection is going to change the way we look at patient care. And that was one of the catalysts with looking at this new ecosystem that was coming to form with the emerging technology that we were seeing, rapidly develop. And it took off like a cannon.
Wow, that's amazing. So now, as a leader in the industry, what are some things that you think leaders should keep in mind as they're driving teams forward?
You have to stay in lockstep with your team. You have to be centered as a collective why you are doing this, why you are working together in your North Star outcomes. I lead with a compassionate heart in all ways. I think that especially the last few years have shown us that finding the balance of what we are doing in our careers, as well as how that affects our whole life, is really paramount. And that's something that you need to keep as a core central vein in how you're leading, and how you're setting priorities, how you're treating your team, what you are doing to give them opportunities to be their best selves in all aspects of their life. So that's always been my core and my why in how I'm leading teams.
Yeah, when you show people on your team that you actually care about them and their success, it not only gets better work out of them, but makes them happier and more willing to come to work and do their best.
Absolutely. And one of the profound experiences I had was having an elementary school principal mother who said, listen, your role is to find the gifts and talents in everyone who you interact with, because they all have them. So I try to keep a little piece of that in all of my interactions of what can I be doing as a leader to make sure that I am helping, positioning, guiding, learning with my colleagues, to make sure that they are in the best possible place to, succeed.
That's awesome. So now, if someone was looking at your career as a guiding force, what are some tips that you would give them to help them get to like where you got to today?
I would say is take a chance. My career has not been a straight trajectory. I thought I would spend more time in the corporate law space. I felt pulled to do something different. And that has been the greatest decision of my life. So I've been hearing the saying of take a bet on yourself. Find what is really driving you. Find what gets you out of bed in the morning. Find that passion and take a chance. It might not be a linear line, but if you follow with that, you know, integrity, that feeling that this is what I'm meant to do and this is how I meant to do it, you will find success.
That's great advice. So now, looking to the future, what do you think is going to be the greatest focus in your industry over the next, say, 5 years?
We are at the intersection of a real strain on our health ecosystem. We have an aging population. We have a provider and support staff shortage. We are going to have an older, sicker population for the next few decades.
Absolutely.
The emphasis of what I and my team is trying to do is really find those enablement avenues where we can support the providers. We can support the entire continuum of care. We can support the caregivers. There needs to, all of this rapid innovation and technology needs to be an enablement to better provide care and benefits to our population. That's going to be the profound priority. That is going to be what we're focused on, because what the point-to-point, one-to-one ratio and interaction is not going to sustain what we are going to need in the next 5 years. So bringing in that technology as an enablement arm, finding the business process engineering to make the day-to-day interactions more seamless, focusing on interoperability and data exchange to have the entire holistic record in front of those patients and consumers, and a real emphasis on the total experience. What that means from a consumer, what that means from a provider, but having the customer be the center point of the nucleus of care is how we're going to really tackle some of the tough issues that we're going to have in front of us for the next 5 years.
Wow. That's so, Monica, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'll just add that find your network. I have been lucky enough in this federal health space to have a group of peers that are uber supportive. We are always cheering on each other. Work such as organizations as the Impact Forum and GCIO and what they are doing with women in technology is so very important. And we owe it to each other to bring into the next generation and keep this peer network strong of supportive, intelligent, passionate women who are doing such fabulous things across the federal market.
And that is a fact. That is the best. That is very, very important. Well, Monica, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Marianne, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast provider.